When we appoint, let's say, a rabbi to sell our chametz for us, so the rabbi very often sells the chametz on the morning of the 14th of Nisan. But sometimes the rabbi will sell the chametz on the 13th of Nisan, just before sunset. What's the reason for this? So the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Tav Lamed Vav Sif Katan Lamed Beis cites a debate. And this is, the question is the following. Let's say I'm planning on selling all my chametz to a non-Jew and leasing all the rooms in my house to the non-Jew. I'm not planning on being in my house for the entirety of Pesach. So I'm going to leave Erev Pesach in the morning. So can I simply avoid doing bedikas chametz, and then I can simply sell all the chametz to the non-Jew in the morning of the 14th and lock my house up and lease the whole house to the non-Jew? Is that okay? Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh deos bein achronim. There's a debate amongst the achronim. He first cites the Makor Chayim and the Chay Adam, and he says, you have to search. Why? Because at the time of the night of the 14th, let's say this year, on Sunday night, that's the night of the 14th. At the night of the 14th, I own my house. I'm in control of my house. I haven't leased it to the non-Jew. And the halacha is that if I am in my house, unless I leave maybe more than 30 days before Pesach, if I'm still in my house within 30 days before Pesach, and I'm in my house and I have the keys to my house, control of my house on the night of the 14th, I have an obligation of bedikas chametz, even if I'm not going to be there for all of Pesach. So he says that afilu, right? It said v'heim birshus Yisrael, if the chametz and the is in control of the Jew, v'afilu imnikru adan, and even if the chametz is sold, v'adan lo hechzi b'hem hanochri, but the non-Jew hasn't taken possession of the chametz or the rooms, so then I would have to do bedikas chametz. However, the Mishnah Berurah cites another opinion, the Tshuvas Binyan Olam. Tshuvas Binyan Olam says, wait a second, why do I have to search for the chametz? I'm supposed to destroy all the chametz for the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Well, what am I doing? I'm going to be selling all my chametz to the non-Jew tomorrow. Normally speaking, when I search my house the night of the 14th, Sunday night, so I'm going to search my entire house except for the chametz that I'll leave over to sell to the non-Jew the next day. So why can't I simply say, on the night of the 14th, I'm planning on getting rid of all my chametz. I'm not going to search the house, but I'm just going to sell. I'm planning on selling all my chametz, leasing my entire house to the non-Jew on the 14th. And therefore, I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of Tashbis. I'm getting rid of all my chametz. So that's another opinion. The Chassam Sofer is a third opinion of the Mishnah Berurah cites, and he says that, well, it's true, you can do that, but when you lease the entire house to the non-Jew and you don't search for the chametz at all in any room, are you really filling the mitzvah of Tashbisu? Are you really destroying the chametz? And he says that's actually a debate amongst the Rishonim, whether you fill the mitzvah of Tashbisu, of destroying chametz, when you sell to the non-Jew. So therefore, he says that what you should do is, he's lenient when you fulfill the mitzvah of bedika in another room. And he says, and that is the minhag. That's the minhag, and we are lenient. So really there are three different approaches. Approach number one is, if you are in control of the chametz on night of the 14th, then you have to do bedikas chametz. You have to search your whole house for chametz. I don't care if you're not going to be there all Pesach. Since you're there the night of the 14th, you're obligated. Second approach is, if you're planning on not being there for the house the entire Pesach, and you're going to lease the whole house to the non-Jew, sell all your chametz, lock the door up, so that's okay. You are fulfilling the mitzvah of Tashbisu. You're planning on the night of the 14th. What's your plan? I'm getting rid of all the chametz. How am I doing that? I'm selling it all to the non-Jew. And the third approach is, well, you're not filling the mitzvah of Tashbisu, so at the very least, what you should do is, at least do search for chametz maybe in one room, and then lease the entire house besides that one room to the non-Jew. So what I do, at least, is that the Mishnah Berurah actually says that you can really rely on the lenient view and you don't have to search your house at all. And if you look at the Piskei Tshuvos, he cites many poskim who essentially take the view that if you're not going to be there throughout all of Pesach, you don't have to search your house for chametz. If you're not going to be there and no Jew's going to be there during Pesach, then you don't have to search your house at all for chametz. You don't have to clean your house. You can simply lock the door up and lease everything, sell all the chametz to the non-Jew, and lease the whole house to the non-Jew. What I do is, it's a chumrah, it's a stringency, and the Mishnah Berurah says it's a good thing to do, if possible, is I will also, for those people who, let's say, are planning on not being at home, let's say they're leaving, they're going on a trip, they're going away, and they're leaving Sunday afternoon before the night of the 14th. So what will I do? I will do a second sale, or the first sale to the non-Jew on Sunday afternoon before the night of the 14th. So according to every opinion, if I lease the entire house to the non-Jew before the night of the 14th, and I sell the chametz then, so then there's no problem at all, according to anyone. So, and additionally, I tell them that you can do, but if you want, you want to fill the mitzvah of Tashbisu, according to everyone, what you do is you lease the entire house to the non-Jew, and you sell all your chametz to the non-Jew, and I'm going to do that on the 13th before Sunday night, before the obligation of the 14th, but I'm going to lease the entire house except for one room, a room that's very easy to clean. And the night before you leave, you clean that one room. And that way you can fill them. You do bedikas chametz. You search for chametz. You're not going to do it with the bracha because before the night of the 14th, you can search for the chametz. You collect the pieces of chametz and burn it on Erev Pesach. It's a chumrah. It's a stringency. And for those people that will have to leave this year on Monday morning on the day of the 14th, so then you can still avoid searching for the chametz if need be, and you can lease the entire house and sell all your chametz to the non-Jew.